大家好。
Good morning.
我的名字叫迪伟。
My name is 迪伟。
最近刚从纽约和家人搬到西雅图。
I've just relocated to Seattle from New York.
现在在这个微软工作。
I'm working in Microsoft.
很高兴今天早晨有机会跟大家分享一下我是怎样信耶稣回到神的家中的。
I'm so delighted this morning to share with you how I believe, come to believe in the Lord and come back to the home of our Father.
1987年我从大陆新疆来到美国俄勒冈州攻读物理博士学位。
And in 1987, I moved from Xinjiang province in China to Oregon to study, being in a PhD program in physics.
像许多从大陆来的朋友们一样，我也是一个十足的无神论者。
And just like many who came from mainland China, I was an atheist.
我根本不相信有神存在，也从来没有听说过耶稣这个名字。
I never believed that the existence of God, nor did I ever hear the name of Jesus.
我们的想法就像国际歌里所唱的，从来没有救世主，要创造人类的幸福，全靠我们自己。
My concept was just like our national anthem, that never was there a savior, and happiness is something that you need to seek and create yourself.
我完全相信上帝是人头脑的产物。
And I believe that God was something that we created in our minds.
我来到美国不久，就有人请我到教会里去。
And after I came to the States, many invited me to the church.
刚开始我在教会看到他们聚会的情形的话，我实在感到非常吃惊。
And I was greatly surprised when I see the way they gathered.
我看到他们给人施洗在一起读圣经那个着迷的样子。
And I saw how they were mesmerized by having a baptismal meeting and how they study the Bible together.
我觉得我不能相信在二十世纪的今天还有人从事这种
分界迷信。
Superstition.
Okay. I did not believe that in the 20th century people still believe in such a superstition.
使我联想到这个文化大革命的情形。
So I thought back about our cultural revolution.
所以说我是坚决不信。
And therefore I was firmly an unbeliever.
虽然呢，我跟那些教会的朋友还保持一个良好的关系。
Even though I had a good relation with those people who were in the church.
但是我的心呢是紧闭的对福音。
But my heart was completely closed towards gospel.
我当时我记得就是说我看到很多人都是因为软弱因为需要来信主的。
And I saw many who came to the Lord because of their weaknesses or their needs.
我自己想千万不要让我软弱到一个程度使我来相信这种东西。
And I thought to myself, never would I be that weak so that I need to believe in the Lord.
我这种情形大概持续了五年。
And this lasted about 5 years.
现在想来是非常的刚硬。
And now I thought back, I was really hardened.
在我快毕业的那阵，我忽然觉得心里非常愁苦。
And just right before my graduation, I felt such sorrow in my heart.
工作还有婚姻各方面的压力，也许使我觉得生活好像一点意思都没有。
And I felt life was meaningless because of the pressure from work and also my marriage.
心里的那种痛苦难以形容。
And the pain that I felt was indescribable.
但是表面上还是装得很刚强的样子。
But outwardly, I pretended to be very strong still.
实际上是不敢面对这种苦闷。
But in reality, I could not face my pain.
我记得我到图书馆去找老子孔子的书来读。
And I remember when I went to the library to find the books about Confucius.
但是找不到答案。
But I could not find the answer in their philosophies.
从来没想到耶稣基督是我问题的解答。
I never thought that Jesus could be the answer to my questions.
当时我也在看一下圣经。
And then I also turned to the Bible.
但是读了两句我就放下。
But after finishing 2 sentences, I closed my Bible.
因为我觉得圣经的话还不如老子或者孔子说的话有道理。
Because I thought that the words in the Bible is nothing compared to the philosophy of Confucius.
这时候刚好有一个福音朋友给我打电话说，当时是在1993年元旦，就在西雅图有一个福音的3天福音的聚会。
It was someone called me. There was a special gospel meeting, 3-day gospel meeting. That was in 1993.
当时我并没抱多大希望，我来了。
And I did not have much hope when I came.
在最后一天的最后一个信息。
And the very last message on the very last day.
当然讲员讲的时候，我心里真是深受感动。
Of course, the speaker, the message that he shared really touched my heart.
我想这位耶稣不就是我们心中所向往那种至善、至美、至纯的那种东西吗？
That isn't Jesus was the truth, the beauty that we so long after?
如果他是真的话，我愿意接受他。
If he is true, then I'm willing to accept him.
所以说当讲员说你们说要接受他，请你们把手举起来的时候。
And therefore when the speaker asks whoever wants to accept Jesus, please raise your hand.
我就把手举起来。
I raised my hand.
我感谢主，我做那个决定。
I thank the Lord for making that decision.
这以后的话，这个情形啊，实在是完全改变。
Because from that day on, I was completely changed.
我可以说经历到做梦也没想到的事情。
I'd experienced things that beyond my comprehension.
实在圣经上告诉我们，神为爱他的人所预备的是眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也从来没想到过事。
Because truly, just like what the Bible said, what God had prepared for those who love Him, His eyes cannot have never seen, and hearts has never imagined.
诗篇中也说的话，你们要尝尝主恩的滋味，才会知道主的美善。
And the psalm also says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
实际上，当我看到主的形象的时候，我真是无地自容。
And I feel so embarrassed and fall short before the Lord.
我真是充满了这个喜乐。
And I was so filled with joy.
我想那时候的感觉就像圣经中一句话。
And I felt, I experienced a statement in the Bible.
你知道当圣经中记载一个老人叫西缅，当他看见这个刚出生的耶稣的时候，他说了一句话。
You know, Bible recorded of an elderly by the name of Simeon, when he saw baby Jesus, he made a statement.
他祷告说，主啊，现在可以释放你的仆人安然去世，因为我的眼睛已经看见了你的救恩。
And he says that, Lord, now you can release your servant to go to you because my eyes is behold the Savior.
当时我的感觉真是我现在如果离开世界，我是毫无遗憾。
And this is exactly how I felt. If I were to leave the world right then, I have no regret.
因为真的是我的眼睛也看见了神的儿子耶稣基督的荣耀。
And because my eyes have behold the glory of the Son of God.
同时的话，我真的是也是非常的懊悔。
And also on the other hand, I regretted.
在主面前彻底的悔改。
I repented before the Lord.
不该这个顶撞他，不该不信他，不该这个误解他。
I should not have misunderstood him, nor I did not willing to believe in him.
他证明我前面所想的、所以为的都是错的。
And he had proven that my concept prior to that was false.
在他面前，我实在是无法站立。
And before him, I could not stand.
所以说在主面前彻底痛悔。
And therefore, I repented completely before the Lord.
并且靠着主的恩，把自己一生交在他的手里。
And by the grace of God, I committed my entire life to him.
从今以后不再为自己活。
From that day on, I will no longer live for myself.
为那为我们死而复活的主活。
But to live for the Lord who have died for me.
从那以后十几年已经过去了。
And from that day until today, decades have passed.
这些年来经历主的恩典实在是分分满满。
And these past years I experienced such abundant grace of the Lord.
不管是家庭、工作，还有在侍奉主的上面。
No matter is it in my service, in my home, or in my work.
实在是极大的福气。
I have experienced a great blessing from the Lord.
所以说弟兄亲爱的福音朋友们，
And therefore, dear gospel friends,
真是巴不得你今天能听到他的话。
How I wish you can hear his voice today.
能够蒙他的恩典，能信他的名。
To receive his grace and to believe in his name.
实在是我觉得一个人如果一生错过了这个机会，
Because I feel that if you miss this opportunity,
是你一生最大的损失。
It will be your greatest loss in life.
最大的遗憾。
And the greatest regret.
愿神的恩典临到你们。
May the grace of the Lord be upon you.
感谢你。
Thank you.
Good morning.
早安。
My name is Dana Congdon. I come from New York City.
我的名字是 Dana Congdon, 从纽约市来。
Also the same place where our brother who just spoke lived.
也就是刚才做见证这位弟兄所来的地方。
Moses at the end of his life,
摩西在他人生终了的时候
understood how wonderful it is to come home to God.
他了解到能够回到神面前是一件何等奇妙的大事。
The last song he ever sang,
他最后所唱的诗歌
Moses said, O Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout the generation.
他说主啊你世世代代做我们的居所
God has always wanted to have a dwelling place where he could dwell and men could dwell
神一直盼望有一个居所是他可以居住也是人可以居住的地方
But because men look just in this world at worldly houses they don't see the house of God
当人看见这世上的房子的时候他们没有看见神的房子
As our brother shared, we chase after searching for God, and we can't find him.
我们弟兄告诉我们说，我们在那里好像在追求神，可是我们没有办法找到他。
Until we realize he has been searching for us.
一直到我们认识到他其实正在寻找我们。
And he has a house prepared for us.
而且他也为我们预备了一个居所。
And we can go home.
我们可以回家。
Sometimes we don't realize the importance of home.
有些时候我们忽略了家对我们的重要。
I think teenagers don't appreciate home.
特别是十几岁的年轻人，他们不太会感激有家。
Until you've been away from home for a while and haven't had any good food.
一直到你离家，然后没有好东西吃的时候。
And sometimes we adults don't realize how important a home with God is.
我们成人人呢有时候也忽略掉何等神的家对我们是何等的重要
Indeed, we are only living a two-dimensional life if we only live upon this earth
如果我们只活在这个世上的话我们其实只活在二度空间里
We're missing a whole third dimension of our life with God
我们就失去了与神那个第三度的关系
And it's in this brief lifetime we have to discover the house of God
在我们短短的一生中我们真是需要来发现神的家
And so God revealed his house to Moses
所以神就把他的家启示给摩西
God revealed his house to Jacob
神也把这个家启示给雅各
And God reveals his house to our brother who just shared
神也把这个家启示给我们刚才做见证的弟兄
It's so wonderful to come home
回到家是何等的美好
We sang this simple song Coming home, coming home Never more to roam
我们刚才唱的诗歌说回家吧回家吧不要再流荡
One day we will die
有一天我们都要死
And if we know the Lord It's just coming home
如果我们认识主那就是回家的时候
This week we have a very dear sister from this congregation who went home.
这个礼拜我们有一位非常亲爱的主内的姊妹她回天家了。
Last night I spoke for a few minutes with the daughter of this woman.
昨天晚上我和这一位老姊妹的女儿说了话。
And I heard the wonderful story of how this woman lived at home with God on this earth and then just went to be with God last Tuesday.
那我听见她的女儿说他的母亲离开了地上的家然后回到天父的家这是一件何等美善的事情
We do not know the hour we will be going to our permanent home
我们不知道什么时候我们就要回到永远的家乡
And as our sister shared with me I remembered my own mother's life
当我们姊妹跟我分享的时候我就 提醒我到我母亲她的生活
You know, I was saved in 1964
我是1964年得救的。
And by the grace of God, I told my mother about the home I had found in Jesus.
借着神的恩典，我就告诉我母亲说，我已经发现了在神那里有我的家。
And she also was saved in 1964.
那我的母亲也在同一年1964年得救了。
And I'm so glad that she found her home in 64.
我何等高兴，她在64年的时候找到了她的家。
Because she only lived 10 years.
因为她那之后只再活十年。
And then she died in 1974.
然后在1974年她就过世了。
She was only 56 years old.
她那时只有56岁。
But from the time she found her home in Jesus,
但是自从那个时候她找到了在基督里的家。
For the 10 years of her Christian life, she sang songs to God.
在那十年中间她一直的唱神的诗歌。
She used to be an opera singer.
她从前是一个女高音。歌剧。歌剧是一个歌剧家。
She had a very good voice.
她有很美妙的歌声。
And when she came to Jesus, she started writing songs to Jesus.
自从她认识耶稣以后她就开始为主耶稣写歌。
I would like to sing for you one of the last songs she sang that she wrote before she went home.
我要为大家唱一首她在人生中最后所写的一首诗歌。
She didn't know she was going home so soon.
她那时候并不知道她这么快就要回天家。
But she wrote this song, Jesus, I long to see thy dear face.
但是她写这首诗歌说耶稣我渴望看见你的容面。
Jesus, I long to see thy dear face, to look ever unto thee. The ways of thy love I eagerly trace, oh, make them be real to me. Thy changeless love is poured out every day. How deep is the joy it brings. From grace such as this, I can ne'er turn away. Oh, Jesus, to you my faith clings. Jesus draws nigh, so close unto thee. Oh, wait thou and hear him say, I'll take all your cares, so come unto me. I'll heal you along the way. Thy changeless love is poured out every day. How deep is the joy it brings. From grace such as this, I can ne'er turn away. Oh, Jesus, to you my faith clings. Oh, blessed hope, for one day I'll be in heaven where I'll be shown the King on his throne who visited me. And I'll know him as I am known. Thy changeless love is poured out every day. How deep is the joy it brings. From love such as this, I can ne'er turn away. Oh, Jesus, to you my faith clings. Now as we come to you today, dear Lord Jesus,
主啊，今天早晨，当我们来到你面前的时候，
we want to pray that everybody here will be able to cling unto thee by faith.
我们要祷告，每个人都能够抓住你，就在今天。
To discover not only their home in the heavens, but their home here on earth.
不仅能够发现在天上的家，也能够发现在地上今天的家。
Bring home the wanderers.
主啊，把所有流荡的人都带回家吧。
Bring home the love.
主啊，把你所爱的人带回家吧。
Turn on the GPS of everybody in this room to track them home to God's love.
哦，主啊，把他们心灵的眼睛打开，使他们今天就能够回家。
We pray right now your love would cover us, every one of us in this room.
主啊，我们祷告，就在这个时刻，你的爱，覆盖我们所有房子里面的每一个人。
And that you would whisper love into our ears.
你在我们的耳边轻轻地诉说你的爱。
We pray in the name of the lovely Son of God, even Jesus Christ our Lord.
我们是奉神爱子，我们救主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like us to read a portion in the Bible found in the book of Ephesians.
我要请大家一同来读以弗所书，以弗所书一段的经文。
In this amazing book, where Paul speaks of the heavenlies,
在这本保罗讲到属天事物的一本奇妙的书中，
he speaks to us of God's great love.
他向我们诉说神的大爱。
And I want us to look at that great love this morning.
我要请大家今天早晨就来看这个大爱。
He begins with a prayer.
他用一个祷告开始。
He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so that you will know what is the hope of his calling, and what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
他祷告说，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
And what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe?
并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places.
就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边。
Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come.
远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。
And he put all things in subjection under his feet and gave him his head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him.Who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。那时你们在其中行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺服空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of the flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest.
我们从前也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But God, being rich in mercy, because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱，当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。你们得救是本乎恩。
And he raised us up with him and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, so that in the ages to come we might show the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
他又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上，要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not as a result of works, so that no one may boast.
你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in them.
我们原是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的，为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
We are here to speak again about the love of God.
我们今天早晨要再来讲神的大爱。
We cannot wear out this simple message.
这个简单的信息实在我们没有办法把它讲尽。
Our songs are about His love. Our testimony speaks of His love.
我们的诗歌讲到神的爱，我们的见证也讲到神的爱。
His love is like an ocean that cannot be drained dry.
他的爱就像洋海，是永远取之不尽的。
And do you know why his love cannot be exhausted?
你知道为什么神的爱没有办法被用尽吗？
It's because God is love.
因为神就是爱。
And just as God is infinite, so his love is infinite.
就像神是无限的一样，他的爱也是无限的。
I remember as a college student, before I was a Christian,When I heard God is love.
记得我读大学还没有信主的时候，我听见了神就是爱。
And I heard the speaker say, you can also say love is God.
我听见那个讲员这样说，你也可以讲说爱就是神。
He says, you have been experiencing the presence of God every time you've been truly loved.
他说当你每一次真正经历到爱的时候，你就是经历到神。
Every time we're touched by love.
每次我们被爱摸着的时候。
Behind it is the presence of God who is love.
就是在这个神的他的工作里。
You may say God is unseen, so I don't believe in him.
你也许说因为神看不见，所以我不相信他。
But you believe in unseen love.
但是你却相信看不见的爱，是吗？
And God has been coming to you with His love throughout your lifetime.
神在你一生中间，他其实是用爱临到你很多次。
So great is His love.
他的爱是何等的伟大。
Now, how do you describe this word love? It gets misused all the time.
爱这个字被误用的很厉害，但是你如何来描述爱呢？
And even in the Bible, it's so hard to explain the love of God.
即使在圣经中要来描述神的爱也是很困难的。
The only explanation of the love of God is I am.
唯一用来描述神爱的就是我是。
That's a very intimate love.
那是一个非常亲密的爱。
When you say I am, you're saying who you are.
当你说我是的时候，你是讲到你是谁。
And God says I am.
而神说我是，我是自由拥有。
I am love.
我就是爱。
But how do you describe that?
那你如何来描述它？
So the Bible uses various adjectives to try to explain something more of His love.
所以圣经就用很多的形容词试图来解释神的爱。
As an example in John 3:16.
那是在约翰福音三章十六节是个例子。
Now you probably all know that verse.
也许你都已经知道这节经文。
But it says, For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son.That whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
那里讲到说神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一些信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Now you notice the Bible uses so loved.
圣经是用说神如此的爱罪人。
This adjective to try to describe the intensity of God's love.
这个形容词就是要来形容神爱的强度。
You know, today in America, this same word is also used all the time in the negative.
今天在美国，爱这个字一直的被使用，但是是在一个反面的情况下。
Sometimes a young person will say for emphasis, I am so not in love.
有时候年轻人会这样说，我是这样的投入爱中。
They're trying to show the intensity of their feeling.
他们就是要把这个爱的这个感情的强度加强一下。
How intense is God's feeling? God so loved the world.
神爱我们的爱是何等的强烈，他说神如此的爱世人。
And here in Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, we see God's great love.
在以弗所书二章第四节讲到说神爱我们的大爱。
His love is so great.What is that, a measurement?
他的爱是这么的伟大，你怎么样去量度它？
Or is it a description of the quality of his love?
或是他在讲到这个爱的品质？
God has great love.
神有大爱。
Or in Jeremiah chapter 31,
或是在耶利米书第31章，
God is speaking to the children of Israel.
神向以色列人这样说。
And he says, I have loved you with an everlasting love.
他说我以永远的爱爱你们。
Now I know some men who love their wives, but I've never seen everlasting love.
我看见男人爱他的妻子，可是我从来没有看见永远的爱。
And here is God speaking to Israel after they've been very bad and gone after idols.
这里是神在以色列人他们去拜偶像，他们远离神的时候，他这样说。
But notice God says, I have loved you with an everlasting love. It's never going to change.
神说我用永远的爱爱你们，那意思就是这个爱永不改变。
And I'm going to use all the events in your life to draw you back to myself.
神要用所有人他的经验把他再重新带回到神的爱中。
God says I love you, you don't love me.
神说你我爱你，可是你不爱我。
But when I'm through with you, you will be drawn back to me.
但是当我们这样一起经过的时候，你就会被我的爱吸引回来。
And even in the little book of Micah in the Old Testament, we find another adjective.
甚至于在小先知书里面，弥迦书有这么一个形容词。
God says, Who is God like you who pardons iniquity and passes over the rebellious act of the remnant of his possession? He does not retain his anger because he delights in unchanging love.
这里说，神啊，有何神像你，赦免罪孽？饶恕你产业之渔民的罪过，不永远怀怒，喜爱施恩。
Now I've been married for 43 years to the same woman.
跟同一个女人结婚已经31年了。
And she is very faithful to love me.
她非常忠实地爱着我。
But even her love I cannot say is unchanging love.
即使他的爱，我还不能够说这是永不改变的爱。
Her love goes through seasons of winter, spring, summer, and fall.
他的爱呢是有季节性的，有冬天、春天、夏天、秋天。
Only God's love is so great that it's unchanging, no seasonal changes there.
只有神的爱是这样的伟大，是不会改变的，是不会随着季节的。
How great is God's love?
神的爱究竟有多大？
Can any one person describe it?
能不能有个人来形容他？
Of course not.
当然不可能。
So the Bible says here's what we have to do.
所以圣经说这就是我们应当做的。
In Ephesians chapter 3,
在以弗所书第三章，
it says we all need to get together.
他说我们都需要聚在一起。
And we need to begin to describe the height and the depth and the width and the breadth of God's love.
当我们整个聚在一起的时候，就能够明白神的爱有何等的长阔高深。
You take your tape measure and you measure the length, and I'll try to measure the width.
你拿个尺，你要量量这个长度，那我就来量量宽度。
Of course, we'll run out of tape.
当然，我们的尺是不够用的。
But at least if we all take our tape measures, we'll find more of His love than we could by ourselves.
当然虽然没有办法量尽，但是我们至少都得把它量一量。
So great is God's love.
神的爱是何等的伟大。
But here in Ephesians, we see God focusing his love.
但在以弗所书里面，我们看见神把他的爱聚焦在一个点。
Now, you know, sometimes we say we love, but it's very ambiguous.
虽然有时候我们讲爱，可是那个爱是非常模糊的。
I love French fries. I love my dog.
我喜欢薯条。我爱我的狗。
I love the sunshine that you see a few days a year in Seattle.
我爱西雅图那个一年只有几天的阳光。
But God's love not only is very strong.
神的爱不仅是这么的强烈。
But it's focused like a magnifying glass on His Son.
他的爱又是这么样的聚焦集中，好像他整个焦点就在他儿子。
Now God uses one word for love that's very special.
神用一个爱，用一个字来形容他的爱是非常特殊的。
And He uses it about His Son.
就是用在他儿子身上。
He may love you and love me.
神可能爱你也爱我。
But to Jesus, his son, he says, "You are my beloved."
但是对他儿子耶稣，他说，你是我独生的爱子。
Now that's a very special love.
那是一个特别特别的爱。
That's a very dear love.
那是一个非常亲爱的爱。
But beloved means something more than just somebody we dearly love.
这个独一的爱子，这个独一的爱是不仅是讲到我们爱。
If you have a beloved,
如果你有一个你爱的人，
you have no other loves.
如果你有一个独爱的人，那就所有其他的爱都没有了。
And God the Father says, I have a beloved.
而神告诉我们说，他有一个独一的心爱。
Is my son.
那就是我的儿子。
Now I know you men here wish your fathers would say that about you.
我知道这些男士们希望，哎呀，巴不得我的父亲跟我这样说。
Some of you have never had a father who said, I even love you.
我们中间很多男士们也许从来没有听见过父亲说，甚至于说我爱你。
And you have been trying to earn your father's love all your life.
你整个人生中一直想要赢得你父亲的爱。
But God the Father says, look at my beloved son.
但是我们的天父说，请看我的爱子。
Of course God plays favorites. That's his son.
当然神特殊地爱他的儿子。
And he loves his son above all else.
他爱他的儿子超过所有的一切。
This universe is nothing to God. His son is everything.
这个宇宙在神眼中根本算不得什么。他的儿子乃是一切。
Human beings are no different than ants crawling around because he loves his son.
人在地上只不过是像蚂蚁一样而已，但是神爱他的儿子。
And so as we began to read this letter of Ephesians, we see Paul praying for the Christians.
我们在读以弗所书的时候看见保罗为基督徒们祷告。
And what he is praying is that the Christians could focus upon the beloved son.
那么他的祷告就是盼望基督徒都能够来看，来专一的看神的爱子。
Oh, I wish you could understand why the Father loves Jesus so.
我真是盼望你们能够了解为什么神这么样的爱耶稣。
I wish the eyes of your heart were opened up to see how marvelous is his calling.
巴不得你的心灵眼睛能够被打开，能够看见他的恩召有何等的值。
How great are the riches that Jesus has.
这个神的爱是有何等的伟大。
And how great is his power.
他的能力又是何等的浩大。
And Paul says, if you look away and see this beloved one.
保罗说，如果你能够来专一的看神的独一爱子。
You can only then begin to understand God's love.
只有这样你才能够开始认识神的爱。
As he's talking about this power of love,
当他开始讲到这个爱的能力的时候，
we come to this verse 19 here in Ephesians chapter 1.
我们在以弗所书一章十九节读到，
he says, I wish you could see the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe.
他说并知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And he wants to explain how much power there is in his love.
他想要来解释在他爱中这能力到底有多大。
How much power is there?
有多大的能力在其中？
The father saw his son dead and laying in a tomb.
天父看见他的儿子死了，而且被埋在坟墓里。
Jesus died on the cross in obedience to the will of God.
耶稣他顺从神的旨意，以至于死在十字架上。
And God looked from heaven and saw that His Son had been crucified and was laying in the tomb.
天父在天上看见他的爱子已经被钉十字架，并且被埋在坟墓里。
But the power of God's love is greater than death itself.
但是神爱的能力超过死亡的能力。
God could not allow His beloved to remain in this state.
神不能容许他的独一的爱子一直存留在死亡坟墓中。
And after 3 days,
所以三天以后
，He reconstituted his body.
所以神重组了他爱子的身体。
He breathed life into his soul.
他把生命的气息吹进他的身体中。
And he raised up Jesus, his son, from the dead.
所以他把他的爱子耶稣从死里复活了。
Now that's powerful love.
这就是伟大的大能的爱。
On this earth, we see sometimes love very powerful.
我们在这个世界有时候也看见爱是非常有能力。
You know, recently there was again another story of a woman who backed out of her driveway and accidentally ran over her child.
最近有一个新闻讲到有个妇人，当她在她的家里的这个车道上面倒车的时候，她压过了她自己的儿子。
She got out of the car with the child under the tires, and in the love for that child, lifted the car up.
当她下车看见她的孩子被压在轮胎底下的时候，她那个爱的能力居然叫她把这个轮胎举得起来。
Now that's pretty powerful love.
然后我们看见这个爱的能力是大的。
She must have had some incredible power of love beyond adrenaline to lift up that car and set the child free.
她一定是有一个不知道从哪里来的爱的能力，以至于她能够把这样重的东西举起来，把孩子释放。
But the power of God's love can raise that which has died back to life.
而神爱的能力是更能够叫死了的人再重新活过来。
But that didn't exhaust God's love.
但这样做也没有把神的爱用尽。
After raising his son from the dead,
当他把他的爱子从死里复活以后，
he enthroned him by his side, my beloved son, right here by my side.
神就让他的儿子坐在他宝座的右边。
And it says he gave him power and authority over everything in this universe.
那他就把所有一切的权柄能力，来超过这整个宇宙和万有的能力赐给他。
So great is God's love for his beloved.
神对他独一爱子的爱是这样的伟大。
This is my beloved son.
这是我的爱子。
We can understand a little bit.
我们能够了解一点点。
Why God would raise up His Son.
神为什么叫他的儿子高升？
In His lifetime, this Son was perfectly obedient.
因为在整个他的一生中，这个爱子对他的父完全顺服。
This Son was perfectly loving.
这个爱子是完全的爱。
This Son offered Himself as a perfect sacrifice.
这个爱子现在十字架上的时候是一个完全的祭。
No wonder the father loves him so.
难怪他的父亲这样的爱这个儿子。
But this passage of scripture goes on.
但这段经文继续讲下去。
And there is something hard to understand in this passage.
有些在这其中是不容易领会的。
Because somehow that love of God that was shown to his son was also shown to us.
就是这个爱原来是给他的独一爱子的，今天也要给我们。
Now notice in chapter 2 verse 1,
我们来看二章第一节。
We were also dead, even as Jesus was.
我们也像耶稣一样，我们都是死的。
That is to say we were dead to God because of our sinful life.
这是因为我们在生命中有罪，以至于我们向着神是死了。
Now we were also dead, but deservedly dead.
我们的死是我们配得的。
Jesus died as a sacrifice.
而主耶稣的死是为我们成为一个牺牲。
But our souls were dead because of sin.
我们的灵魂死了因为罪的缘故。
I don't know about you, but my list of sins I think is even more than yours.
我不知道你是怎样的。我的嘴唇的罪是比你更大的。
How great are our sins and our trespasses?
我们的过犯罪恶有何等的大呢？
In my day, when I was dead in trespasses and sins, I did every kind of unlove thing.
当我还死在过犯罪恶中的时候，我做了许许多多不慈爱的事情。
You know, the thing that sin does is it makes love anti-love.
罪所做的一个工作就是把本来应该爱的变成一个反对爱的。
Sin makes love into lust.
罪呢就把神所爱的人变成失落了。
Sin focuses our love upon ourselves.
罪使我们只把爱集中在我们自己身上。
Now my mother was a great opera singer.
我的母亲是一个非常好的歌剧家。
But in my own heart, I could sing as well.
在我的心中，我可以唱得像她一样好。
But my song was always me 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 me.
我所唱的就是我我我我我。
Because all I knew and cared about was myself. Oh, I had love, but it was self-love.
我所关心的就是我自己，所以我的爱全都是向着我自己来。
And I was proud.
我很骄傲。
And I was a rebel. Rebellious.
我很悖逆。
And I deserved spiritual death.
我真的是配得属灵的死亡。
I don't see the connection, therefore, between my death and Jesus' death.
我那时候看不见我的死和基督的死有什么相连。
We're dead and full of ourselves. Jesus died on our behalf.
我的死是因为我满了自己，但是耶稣的死是为着我们。
But God, because of His great love, made the connection.
但是因为神的大爱，他把这两个死连起来。
When we look at the chapter 2 and verse 4,
我们来看二章第四节的时候
，We are struck.By this little conjunction,
我们被这小小的连结抓住了。
It's the greatest conjunction in the Bible.
这是圣经中一个伟大的连结。
But,
他说然而
,but God,
然而神
,being rich in mercy,
具有丰富的怜悯
,because of his love with which he loved us,
因他爱我们的大爱
,I'm so thankful.That in this Bible it's but God.
我何等的感恩圣经说然而神。
Now what if God had just left us alone in our sins?
如果神不顾我们把我们留在罪中会怎样？
What if he had just said, I'll just love my son and I will judge the rest because of their sin?
如果他说我只爱我独一的爱子而来审判所有其他的罪人。
It says that we were children of wrath, deserving God's wrath.
这里讲到说我们本来是可怒之子我们是配得神愤怒审判的
But God
然而神
God decided to do something about our situation
神决定对我们的光景做一些事情
Instead of judging us
他不但不审判我们
He had a deeper plan of love
他有更深的爱来对待我们
Notice it says But God being rich in mercy
他说神既有丰富的怜悯
How rich are we in mercy?
我们在怜悯中我们的怜悯有多少
Do we forgive everybody who does something against us?
我们对那些顶撞我们对不起我们的人肯饶恕吗
Oh, but God is rich in mercy.
但是神却有丰富的怜悯
It's as if he looked down from heaven and he sees the trouble we've gotten into because of our rebellion and stubbornness and sin.
当他从天上看见我们因为我们是如此的顽固我们如此的这个罪恶以至于我们造成了很多的麻烦
You know when a person is proud and self-sufficient
如果当一个人骄傲他用自己来满足自己的时候
God doesn't have to do anything to get us into trouble
神不需要做什么事情把我们带进麻烦里
We get into all our own trouble
我们是自己跑进我们自己所找来的麻烦。
We hurt ourselves.
我们伤害了自己。
We destroy our relationships of our loved ones.
我们把与所爱的人的关系破坏了。
We disappoint many people.
我们叫许多人失望。
We go through many hardships.
我们经过许多艰难的光景。
We experience many sicknesses and ill health because of our sin.
我们也经历过很多疾病和各样的痛苦。
And when God looks at us,
当神看我们的时候
How can he be mad? We're so pitiful.
他怎么能够愤怒呢？因为我们其实是这么可怜。
We need his pity.
我们需要他的怜悯。
We need his help.
我们需要他的帮助。
We've gotten ourselves locked up and we can't get out.
我们其实已经是困在其中，没有办法出来。
Oh, how man thinks he can fix himself up.
人常常都想说我可以自己解决我的问题。
You know, when you go to a bookstore, there's more books on how to fix yourself up than anything else.
如果你到书店去看看的话，最多的书就是讲说你怎么样来解决你的难处。
You go to the health section in the bookstore.
你到那个书局里面那个说是怎么样得帮助那一栏去。
How to be healthy, how to eat healthy, how to live healthy.
你怎么来吃的健康，你怎么来活得健康快乐。
Everybody who's writing those books, they're all fat and sick.
写那些书的人呢是既胖又病的人。
But everybody thinks they can fix themselves.
但是每个人都想说呢我可以解决我的问题了。
But God being rich in mercy sees we cannot help ourselves.
那神他因为有丰富的怜悯就告诉我们说你自己不能帮助自己。
You know, when he looks at us, he remembers his beloved son.
当他看见我们的时候他就记起了他独一的爱子。
And by looking at his son Jesus, he knows what a man should be.
当他看见他儿子的时候他就知道说人应当是在怎么样的光景中才对。
He sees how a man should live and how a man should love and how a man should care.
他知道说一个人他应当怎么活应当怎么爱应当怎么关怀。
And being rich in mercy, he devised a plan.To cause us as men to be like his son.
因着他丰富的怜悯，他有了这个计划，他就要呼召我们来，叫我们能够像他的儿子。
And so it says, but God being rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us.
他说，然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
How could God love us with so much love?
神为什么能够用这样的爱大爱的爱我们
It says he has great love for us.
神说他有大爱对我们
What is the secret?
那秘诀是什么
let me tell you the secret.
那我来告诉你这个秘密
If you see how much God loves his son,
如果你看见了神多么爱他的爱子
If you will love his son,
那你也来爱他的爱子
then the door to homeopens up for you.
那么回家的路就为你打开了，那个门就打开了。
The Bible says Jesus is like Noah's ark.
主耶稣就像挪亚的方舟。
You know the story of Noah who built the ark to save them from the flood.
你知道挪亚方舟的故事，挪亚怎么样造方舟，然后去拯救那些在方舟里面的生命。
And everyone who was inside the ark when the storm came became part of God's family.
当洪水来的时候，所有在方舟里面的生物，他们在那里面都得着了拯救。
And the Bible says, by ourselves we are completely unlovable.
圣经告诉我们，照着我们个人真实的光景的话，我们是完全不可爱的。
Even some people look nice, but then when they get old, they wrinkle up like a prune.
虽然有的人，年轻的时候看起来很美，但是呢，等到老的时候，皱纹起来的时候，看起来像。
Some women buy all of these different creams to keep their face looking young.
女士们呢就买了很多的化妆品呢叫她的脸呢看起来年轻一点。
But their hands get the spots of old age.
但是呢这手上很多的斑点呢告诉她们是老了。
We are all unlovely.
我们实在不可爱。
But in Christ, in the beloved, we become beloved as well.
但是在基督里在神的爱子里我们也成为神所爱的了
How could this ever happen?
这是怎样发生的
God has a mysterious plan for redeeming love
神他有一个奥秘的计划他可以来救赎我们
It's called salvation by grace
那就讲到说是因着他的恩典我们得救恩
This is a great mystery
这是一个伟大的奥秘
We can be redeemed by God, even though we can't do anything about our situation.
即使我们对自己一无能力作为的时候，神却可以来救我们。
You see, God had a mysterious plan.
所以神有一个奥秘的计划。
Jesus, when he died in that tomb, did not die alone.
主耶稣在坟墓里死的时候，他并不是独自死了。
When Jesus died in the tomb, he died for us.
当耶稣在坟墓里死的时候，他是为我们死的。
And even more mysterious,
那更奥秘的是
He died for us,
他为我们死
in order that he might live for us.
然后呢，因此他可以为我们而活。
Where do you think the beloved is right now?
那你想这位神的独一爱子现在在哪里？
The Bible says he's up in heaven, sitting by the right hand of God.
圣经说他在天上坐在神的右边。
Now what do you think he's doing?
那你想他现在在做什么？
Eating kiwi?
啊，是在吃这个奇异果吗？
Which the angels peel for him?
啊，是那个天使们为他剥皮让他吃吗？
No, he lives again to live for us.
嗯，不的，他是活了，然后呢，他在为我们而活。
Oh, this is another secret of the Christian life I can't go into right now.
啊，这是基督徒生命的一个秘诀，我现在没有办法去细说它。
He died for us and he lives for us.
他为我们死，他更为我们活。
He's all ours.
他都是我们的全部。
And if we see, I believe in the beloved.
所以当我看见这个爱子的时候，我相信他。
Then God the Father says, then you are beloved too.
那么神就说，你也是被爱的，你也是蒙爱的。
In the same way that God reached down into that tomb and brought Jesus back to life.
同样的方式就是神他把手伸到坟墓，把他的儿子复活。
So Jesus reached down into the soul of your dead life and brought you to life.
那么耶稣也用同样的方式，他来摸到你灵魂的死，然后把你复活过来。
What a wonderful mystery of grace!
啊，这是一个何等奥秘的恩典。
And so we see in this passage here in Ephesians, it keeps talking about we've been saved by grace.
所以我们刚才所读的以弗所书一直讲到说我们是靠着神的恩典得救的。
Notice what it says, for by grace you have been saved.
他说你们得救是本乎恩。
In verse 8,
第八节。
And this grace is not of yourself, it's a gift of God.
他说这个恩典不是你自己的，那是神白白赏赐。
It's not by something you can do, some works that you can do.
不是你能够靠功德来换取的。
It's a gift.
它是一个白白的礼物。
Received by faith.
你可借着信心来接受它。
As you see the wonderful mystery of the power of God's love.
你在这里看见呢，神他的爱是一个何等奇妙的奥秘。
Now surely raising us all up to life when we were dead in sins is enough love from God.
在当我们死在过犯罪恶中的时候，神那里有足够的爱。
Just this group right here this morning.We have done so many sins, we are so dead. And we are so sinful.
就在我们这个小小的团体里面，我们就看见我们有多少的罪，我们有多少的死，多少的坏。
I think that God must be exhausted just resurrecting us.
我想神就是要把我们这少少的人要把他复活过来，都已经是要用尽力气。
But the Bible says no.
但圣经说不。
Not only did God raise us up to new life,
神不仅把我们带进新的生命里，
but he seated us with the beloved.
他让我们与他心爱的独一的爱子同坐。
And now we have a home.
那我们就有了一个家。
We're with the beloved.
我们就与他所爱的那一位同在。
We have become the beloved.
我们也成为神所爱的。
All the riches of God's love.
Oh, 神的爱是何等的丰盛。
And it just says this one thing in verse 7 of chapter 2.
第二章第七节又这样说。
In the ages to come, he shows the surpassing riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈，显明给后来的世代看。
Now that's our job.
那这是我们这一面要做的。
In eternity,We are up there with Jesus in the divine home.
在永世里面的时候，我们是与基督在那个永远的家乡。
And when God takes his angels on a tour, they go into the trophy room. And that's where we are sitting on the shelf.
当那个神带着天使们去走一遍的时候，他看见有一些的这些奖牌放在那个架子上。
And God will say, you see that big round trophy up there with a gray beard and gray hair up there?
神说在那里有一个很大的一个奖牌，有白头发有白胡子的。
Jesus saved him.
那个人是耶稣所救来的。
All because he loved him.
就因为他爱他。
He couldn't do anything, but God by grace saved him.
虽然这个人可以作恶很多，但是神的恩典仍然救他。
You see all of those Chinese statues up on that shelf?
你看见那些中国的那些雕像。
You see they all look alike, the angels think.
他们都看起来像天使了。
It says all saved by grace.
他们都是靠恩典得救的。
All of us saved by grace.
我们所有人都是靠恩典得救的。
We're trophies of God's victory in Christ Jesus.
这些都是耶稣基督的得胜。
Oh, well,I say there's nothing we can do, but there is one thing we must do.
我说我们不能做什么，但有一件事情我们必须做。
For by grace you have been saved through faith.
这里说你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He proved it by sending his son as a sacrifice for everything you did wrong.
他为着你所做所有一切的错，把他的爱子送到十字架来做牺牲。
His son is now the spiritual center of the universe.
他的儿子今天呢是整个属灵的宇宙的中心。
Do you believe it?
你相信吗？
That's the door into God's home.
这就是进到回到神家的门。
Do you believe Jesus loves you?
你相信耶稣爱你吗？
Especially at times when you see how unlovely you really are.
尤其是当你在一个时候发现自己是多么不可爱的时候。
God's love is greater than our sin.
神的爱超越过我们的罪。
God is so rich in mercy.
神的怜悯是非常丰富的。
Do you have self-love?
你有爱自己的情况吗？
Are you full of yourself?
你是满了自己吗？
Self-sufficient.
你是完全靠自己吗？
Approving.
你是完全求自己的喜悦吗？
God's love is greater than your self-love.
神的爱超过你的自爱。
He died to capture you.
他死，然后他要来得着你。
Our brother shared how much pride he had. He didn't need God. He could do everything.
我们弟兄交分享的时候说，他是何等骄傲，他不需要神，他自己都够了。
That's the way we all start out.
这就是我们每个人曾经开始的情况。
But life will humble us.
但是我们的人生经历使我们会谦卑下来。
And we realize we need God's love.
我们就发现我们的确需要神的爱。
Even this morning,
即使在今天早晨，
God is drawing people to himself.
神也在吸引人来到他的跟前。
The Bible says, Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men to me.
主耶稣说，当我被举起来的时候，就要吸引万人来归向我。
When Jesus said, when I be lifted up, he was talking about when he goes and dies on the cross.
当主耶稣说他被举起来，意思就是要被钉在十字架上。
Ever since he died on the cross, there's been a spiritual magnet turned on that has been drawing you to God.
当耶稣在十字架上被钉之后，就有一个巨大的属灵的磁铁，一直吸引万人来归向他。
You may be here as a guest, as a visitor this morning.
你今天来这里，也许是一个访客，是一个客人。
But God has known you from the very start.
但是神在你生命的最起头的时候就认识了你。
He has a room for you in his house.
在他的家中为你预备了住处。
And he's provided the door into his house through his beloved son.
他也借着他的儿子把回家的门预备好。
He is drawing you by his love.
他今天用他的爱在吸引你。
You say, oh, I have too many questions in my mind.
你说，哎呀，我的脑子里有太多的问题。
Oh, God's love is so much greater than our understanding.
神的爱其实是远超过我们的悟性。
His love surpasses understanding.
他的爱是远远超过我们的理性。
That wonderful day that our brother came to the Lord Jesus, he probably still had many questions.
当那一天我们的弟兄决定要接受耶稣的时候，他脑子里面也许还有许多的问题。
You know, God will eventually answer many of our questions, but our mind is not the most important thing.
神当然最终他会回答你所有的问题，可是我们的头脑并不是最重要的。
If he can capture your heart,
如果他能抓住你的心
，by the love of his son，
借着他儿子的爱
，you will come to understand many things，
你就会了解许多的事情。
Oh, how we all depend on our minds so much！
朋友们，我们何等常常依靠我们的头脑。
But do you really want all your questions answered？
你真的要你所有的问题得到答案吗？
They had an interesting survey recently in one of the health magazines.
有一个很有趣的一个问卷调查，在一个健康杂志上。
You could answer 50 simple questions and they could tell you the year that you will die.
你就回答50个简单的问题，他们就可以告诉你说哪一年你会死。
You could also do this on the internet.
你也可以在这个网络上面来做这个。
Strangely, they had almost no responses.
很奇怪的，他们几乎得不到任何人的回应。
Do you really want to know when you're going to die?
你真的想知道你什么时候会死吗？
In the insurance business, the actuarial people, they know just exactly when you're going to die.
那些保险公司的人，他们知道。
It's like the TV show, Deal, No Deal.
就是像那个电视上面所说的。
There's a banker up in the booth.
在那个银行的那个台子上。
And he makes you a deal for your bag.
他为你的那个袋子里面做了给了一个东西。
But he knows exactly the probabilities of you having $1 million in your bag.
他知道你那个袋子里面有100万的那个概率是多少。
Do you really want to know how long you will live?
你真的想知道你还可以活多久吗？
If you knew you couldn't live.
如果你知道的话，你就活不了了。
Do you really want to know what will happen to the person that you love?
你想知道你所爱的人会发生什么事吗？
You don't really want to know you couldn't love.
你不会想知道的，否则你就不能爱了。
Do you really want to know what will happen to your children?
你真的想知道你的孩子会发生什么事吗？
You wouldn't have children.
那你就不想有孩子了。
You don't want to know everything.
你其实不想知道所有的事。
But the one thing you need to know.
但只有一件事你必须知道。
Have you gone home yet?
你回家了没有？
Have you come home to this loving God?
你回到这位爱的神的家了没有？
He's been waiting for you.
他一直在等候你。
His eye has been upon you.
他的眼睛一直注视你。
He wants you to know him.
他希望你认识他。
Don't deny his love.
不要拒绝他的爱。
You know, in the Bible, they use the word wrath.
在圣经里面，神用怒气这个字。
The wrath of God.
神的愤怒。
Sometimes we use the word anger and wrath as though it were the same thing.
有时候我们把生气跟愤怒好像是这个当着一样来用。
But anger and wrath are different.
但是生气和愤怒是不同的。
Wrath is not anger.
愤怒不等于生气。
Wrath is the reaction of rejected love.
这个愤怒是讲到当我们拒绝爱以后的结果。
God loves his beloved more than anyone else.
神爱他的独一爱子超过世上的一切。
And right now in your heart, God lifts up his son and says, Do you see who I love? And do you love him too?
今天神把他爱子放在你的心中，他问你说你知道我多么爱这位爱子吗？你愿意来爱这位爱子吗？
Don't reject his love.
不要拒绝他的爱。
Understand he wants to love you also.
要认识到他也想来爱你的。
But how can he love one who hates his son?
他怎么能够爱一个恨他儿子的人？
Do you believe that Jesus died for you?
你相信耶稣为你而死吗？
God cannot show love any more than that.
神没有办法比这个更多的把爱彰显给你看。
It's just for you to believe.
他就是要你来相信。
And to come.
来回来。
With a love that is deeper than understanding.
这个爱是胜过我们所能够领会的。
And come to his son.
回到他儿子里。
And say I believe in the Lord Jesus.
我相信耶稣是主。
Now I want us to have a prayer right now for everybody.
我希望现在大家都来一个祷告。
Would you please bow your head in prayer?
你愿不愿意低个头来祷告？
Now in this prayer, we are offering an opportunity with the door into the house of God open.
在这个祷告里面，我们要提供给你一个门，就是回到神家的那个门。
We're not talking about joining this church here.
我们也不是谈到说来加入这一个教会。
We're talking about joining with God.
我们乃是谈到你来进入神里面。
And the way is through Jesus Christ.
这个路就是借着耶稣基督。
Do you believe He is the way?
你知道，你相信他就是那个道路吗？
Do you believe He's the one who can bring you out of death into life?
你相信他就是能够把你从死里面救出来得着永生的吗？
Perhaps you felt death in your life for a long time.
也许你在你的生命中感觉到死亡已经很久了。
You need a resurrection.
你需要复活。
Only God's love has that power.
只有神的爱有这样的能力。
We need to believe in him.
我们需要来相信他。
Do you believe in Jesus?
你相信耶稣吗？
I'm not asking if you have all your questions answered.
我不是问说你所有的问题都得解答了没有。
Because God works deeper than our minds and right now is poking in your heart.
因为神他的工作远深过我们头脑，他乃是深到你的心中。
God says, do you love me?
神问说你爱我吗？
Love my son.
爱我的儿子吗？
We want to pray for everybody here.
我们在这里要为所有的人祷告。
If you want to come to God,
如果你想要回到神这里，
All you have to do is pray a prayer from the heart.
你所要做的就在心中做一个祷告。
And confess your love for his son.
然后为着他的儿子的缘故来承认你的罪。
You can pray something like this.
你可以像这样来祷告。
Oh God, I come to you.
我说神啊，我来到你面前。
I know I'm dead in many selfish things.
我在很多自私的事情里面我死了。
I didn't know your house was available to me.
我以前不知道你的家是为着我的。
But I see that you love me.
但是我已经看见你爱我。
That you sent your son to die for me.
你把你的儿子送到地上为我而死。
That you want me to come home.
你就是要我回家。
I want to take Jesus as my love and as my Lord.
我要接受耶稣作为我的爱也作为我的主。
I want to love the things that you love, God.
我要爱神所爱的。
I want to be where you are, God.
我也要在你所在的地方。
In my short lifetime,
在我短短的人生中，
I give the rest of it to you.
我把我的余生都交给你。
You have been our dwelling place.
你是我永远的居所。
I am coming home.
我现在要回家。
Now, if you prayed something like that in your heart,
如果你在心中做了这样的祷告，
right now is the time you can come to Jesus.
现在就是你可以到耶稣面前的时刻。
And if you prayed something like that in your heart,
如果你在这个心中这样的祷告，
The transaction is made in the heart.
这个交换就在你心中产生。
But the confession is made before men.
但是这个承认必须要在人的面前做。
What is done secretly in the heart.
在你心中秘密做的。
Should be confessed before men.
需要在人的面前来承认。
Now if you've prayed in your heart.
如果你在心中祷告了。
Now you need to show men that you have made such a choice.
那你要告诉人说我做了这个决定。
That you love God and His Son.
你爱神和他的儿子。
And if you want to make such a confession, I'm asking that you raise your hand so I can see you.
如果你要做这个承认的话，请你举起手来，那我可以看见你。
Now everybody is praying here.
每个人都在祷告。
This is not a time to look around.
现在你不要张眼睛看别人。
Because individuals are dealing with their heart before God.
因为每个人现在都在心里面来跟神相交。
But if you have made a decision to follow Jesus, would you raise your hand so I could see it?
如果你在心中做了决定要跟随主的话，可不可以举手让我看见？
That's wonderful. I see some hands being raised up. It's wonderful. Is there some others?
好，感谢主，有些人举手了，还有吗？
It's a wonderful moment in the heaven.
这一个奇妙的时刻在天上发生了。
Some people are coming home.
有些人回家了。
Are there others? Please raise your hand.
还有别人吗？请举手。
I love God.
说我爱神。
I want to live with Him forever.
我愿意跟神永远的同住。
We want to wait a few more moments in case there's others who would raise their hand.
我们想要再多等一会儿，可能有些人还要举手。
You're just stating that in your heart you've made a decision you want to show that you have made it.
你就是把你心中所想的把它表示出来。
Are there any others?
还有别人愿意举手吗？
We'll wait just another moment.
我们再等一点点时候。
You may be deciding.
也许你正在决定。
What will you do?
你要怎么做？
Will you turn away from God's love?
你难道要远离神的爱吗？
Or will you respond to His great love?
或是你要向他的大爱有所回应？
Oh Lord, we pray for everybody in this room.
主啊，我们为所有在这里的人祷告。
We know there's very fearful people here today.
我们知道在这里有一些人他们害怕。
But your heart, you are making their hearts thump.
但是你会让他们的心能够安定。
And they know they need to do something.
那他们就知道他们必须做一件事情。
Oh, help them not live in fear, but to live by faith.
让他们不要活在恐惧中，让他们活在信心。
Help them to decide for you.
主啊，帮助他们来为你做决定。
Now we'd like to ask everybody, If you'll raise your hand one more time, is there anybody else? Please raise your hands.
我们再问一下，有谁今天愿意举个手吗？还有吗？
And we'd like to ask, while we're still praying, with you people who have made a decision and raise your hands, would you stand up where you are right now?
如果我们在正在祷告的时候，可不可以请刚才举手的人站起来，在你的座位上站起来？
Now you may have been brought here by some friends.
也许你是一些朋友把你带到这里来的。
You know they're praying for you right now.
他们正在为你祷告。
Are you willing to stand, please?
你愿意站起来吗？
We want you to stand so that we can see who you are.And we can pray with you.
我们希望你站起来，所以我们可以看见你是谁，我们可以为你祷告。
We don't want your money.
我们既不要你的钱。
We want to see God and you as one.
我们要看见你跟神合一。
Are there any others willing to stand?
还有谁愿意站起来的？
Okay, we're just going to pray another moment, and we're going to ask everybody who's standing, just for the sake of helping us, if you'll come down right here to the front row, if you'll just come right down here.
Because, 我们在祷告的时候请站起来的人、能够到前面来好吗
and,
请我们那些陪谈的弟兄姊妹陪他们一下好吗
And what we want to do is just give you some pieces of paper and have a prayer with you before you go
我们就是希望能够陪着你在这里一起祷告一下然后跟你有点交通
Please come down
请往前面走 those, 请我们陪谈的弟兄姊妹陪他们一下好吗
Those that are here to counsel as well, come down
请陪谈的弟兄姊妹陪着他们出来一下好吗
Just so we can get together and have prayer for a few moments.
所以我们这样可以聚在一起我们有一点祷告的时间
We will not take up a lot of your time.
我们不会花你很多时间的
Because when God has a transaction with a man, it's a very personal thing.
因为当神和你之间有这么一个交易的时候那是一个非常个人的事情
But maybe somebody has a question.
也许有人有些问题
And we would like to pray with you.
我们也要为你们祷告
Thank you for coming up to the front.
谢谢你们到前面来。
Lord, we pray your blessing on all these who are standing to respond to you by faith.
主啊，我们为这些用信心接受你的人来祷告。
Thank you for your love.
感谢你的爱。
Oh, pour out the ocean of your love upon these who have responded today.
主啊，把你如洋海一般的大爱倾倒在这些接受你的人身上。
You so love these people.
你是这样的爱这些人。
And all those who will know God's love, we rejoice together this day.
为着那些认识神大爱的人，我们和他们一同欢喜快乐。
And for anybody else who still sits in fear.
如果对那些还坐在那里心中有所惧怕的。
Oh Lord, release their fear and give them faith.
主啊，求你把惧怕拿走，让他们能够用信心站立。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们是奉主耶稣宝贵的名祷告。
阿门。
阿门。